From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. President Obama's chief economic advisor says the administration's top priority as we begin the new year is to keep the U.S. economy moving. Austin Goolsbee tells ABC's This Week the financial picture is improving.
You're starting to see encouraging signs, I'd say. And so, you know, we just got to juice this and pump it up and get it going faster.
Lawmakers will be returning to Washington this week, and Republicans are wasting no time in setting their own agenda for the House, where they will hold the majority. One of their top priorities is repealing the new health care law. Pakistan's coalition government appears to be falling apart. It has lost its parliamentary majority, raising fears about its survival. Leaders of one of the main parties, the Karachi-based MQM, said they resigned to protest the government's poor performance. The BBC's Ali Makbul reports from Islamabad.
This marks a serious blow for the Pakistani government and could very easily lead to its collapse. The MQM says it's withdrawn from the governing coalition because of the administration's inability to reduce corruption and bring down inflation. It means the Prime Minister, Yusuf Raza Gilani, and his Pakistan's People's Party is now on a desperate hunt for new coalition partners.
The BBC's Ali Makbul from Islamabad. In Afghanistan, one NATO soldier is dead from a roadside bomb explosion today. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports UK officials also say one of the two soldiers killed yesterday was British.
Combat in Afghanistan continues at a steady pace despite the onset of winter, which in the past has slowed the war by shutting the snowy mountain passes along the border with Pakistan. The Afghan Interior Minister announced that during 2010, more than 1,200 policemen died, and about twice that number were wounded. The ministry said that over 5,000 insurgents had been killed during the year, and more than that number arrested. U.S. officials say they captured and killed important Taliban leaders over the weekend, but top generals concede they cannot defeat the insurgency militarily, especially if safe havens remain inside Pakistan. The Afghan government has appointed a council to sue for peace talks, but the Taliban consistently denies that negotiations are underway. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the U.S. needs to have an enduring relationship with Afghanistan. Graham tells NBC's Meet the Press the U.S. should consider establishing permanent military bases in the country to ensure that it never falls back into the hands of terrorists. He especially likes the idea of permanent air bases, which he thinks would help the entire region. Emergency officials in Chile say they do not have any reports of injuries or damage following today's 7.1 magnitude earthquake, but they say they're continuing to monitor the situation. The U.S. Geological Survey says today's quake was likely an aftershock from last February's quake that killed 500. This is NPR News. The British government is cutting back on welfare benefits. It's giving each family a book of discount coupons to encourage them to become healthy. As Larry Miller reports from London, the $400 million program is being underwritten by multinational food companies.
British families will get discount coupons worth at least $80 to buy healthy foods like whole grain rice, green beans, and alcohol-free beer. They'll even be able to claim a discount on dining room furniture, which the government hopes will encourage families to sit down and eat meals together. Other coupons include discounts on a Wii Fitness bundle and tennis shoes. The scheme is funded by multinationals, including Nestle's Mars and the Walmart-owned Asda supermarket chain. Britain's health secretary says he wants food companies to help fight obesity. However, the National Obesity Forum claims the initiative is little more than a marketing ploy for the companies and that families will revert to their old ways once the coupons are used. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
President Obama today signed into law the bill that funds medical care for firefighters and other responders to the 9/11 attacks. The more than $4 billion measure will provide medical treatment for those who became sickened by the toxic dust at the World Trade Center site. Victims will have 5 years to file their claims. For the second time in 2 months, Apple has run into a problem with the iPhone's alarm clock. Users who set their iPhone for a single wake-up instead of a recurring alarm in the new year found the alarm did not go off. An Apple spokeswoman says a fix is in the works, and all iPhone alarms will work properly starting tomorrow. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.
Support